Smartphone sales disappoint today at Samsung. What was that song? Samsung Blue?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Apple's $35 billion in profits was in the spotlight earlier this week. Its rival Samsung's report out today, a record $8.5 billion, in line with expectations. But its mobile phone business shrank 3.5%, leaving questions about whether Samsung can keep its lead over Apple in this supremely lucrative area. Shannon Mullen reports.
Strong sales of Samsung's latest smartphone, the Galaxy S4, helped put the company back on top. Staying there might be tough.
The growth of smartphones is slowing.
Tech industry analyst Jeff Kagan says by now, most people who want smartphones have them.
So with that, all these makers are going to be facing the same threat. They have to come up with new devices, new pricing, new features.
As Samsung can attest, innovation gaps leave time for competitors to catch up, especially if they make cheaper phones. Gartner analyst Hughes De Laverne.
Chinese vendors, Huawei and ZTE, which have adopted a very low margin to no margin strategy, are really creating pricing pressure for vendors like Samsung and others on the low end.
Samsung's got problems in the high-end market, too. There's a new smartphone coming down the line from Motorola and Google, set to launch August 1st. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers now. Japan's volatile Nikkei index fell 3% overnight. In London, the FT 100 is down 0.3%. Index futures in the U.S. are down, with formal trading starting in about half an hour. When Facebook stock went up 30% yesterday, founder Mark Zuckerberg made some money. According to Bloomberg News, he made $3.8 billion in a single day. On paper, of course, by my calculation, that's the entire GDP of Sierra Leone. Words in the news today, disgorge and claw back. The government is now trying to force the prominent hedge fund SAC Capital to forfeit $10 billion in what prosecutors regard as ill-gotten gains. Yesterday, criminal charges were filed against SAC for alleged insider trading. The company says it never encouraged or tolerated the practice. The French telecommunications and entertainment conglomerate Vivendi needs money and is selling off its California-based video game unit, Activision Blizzard, maker of Call of Duty. The Activision team is buying itself back for $6 billion. Now, we do a fair amount of coverage of strikes in France. They're not uncommon. But with France's economy in trouble, a group of employees is demanding to work more, Christopher Worth reports.
Street protests in France are usually in French. But at this demonstration in Paris, protesters have pulled their slogan straight from the Obama campaign.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
But instead of yes, we can, they're chanting yes, we can, as in Saturday and Sunday. The French government restricts most stores from opening on Sundays, a day traditionally reserved for family time in France.
On Sundays, in the French culture, you don't work.
Protester Taub Morad is with a group of employees from two large hardware store chains in France that's fighting for the right to work on Sundays. Morad earns his living in the bathroom supply department. He says Sunday restrictions are bad for workers and the French economy.
The French economy today is in a bad position. You know, we have recession, we have problems with unemployment, and we need things to be changed. We need to get jobs, and not letting us working on Sundays won't do that. It's not fair.
And companies say lifting Sunday restrictions would generate millions of dollars in sales. But so far, the French government has refused, despite the fact that Spain and Italy have made similar changes to Sunday rules. University of Paris professor Olivier Babot says that's because French officials fear a backlash from powerful trade unions.
Trade unions are very, very inflexible about this problem. In fact, they don't want to speak about it.
In fact, they didn't respond to numerous requests for an interview. Babot says they're concerned. Concern could be that giving up Sundays off might open the door to other bigger labor reforms. And while you might think customers would be happy to shop on Sundays, not all of them support the idea. I met Oliver Thedoulou shopping at a Paris hardware store.
I know it's going to be more convenient if stores are going to be open, but to be honest, I believe that it's better not to work on Sundays, so I prefer most of the stores to be closed.
He was taking care of his home improvement needs in the middle of a weekday. In Paris, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Volusion, providing complete e-commerce software, services, and support to help companies build successful online businesses. More at Volusion.com. by Progressive, offering policyholders the option to bundle home and auto insurance coverage. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And by Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new summer comedy The Way, Way Back, now playing in theaters across the country.
A lesson from Britain Today on the complexities of applying values to an investment portfolio. The Church of England has been on a crusade against payday lending that it believes preys on the poor. It singled out Wonga.com, which makes high-interest short-term loans, in an effort to, quote, compete Wonga out of existence. The Archbishop of Canterbury is making church land available to competing credit unions. Now it's emerged the Church of England indirectly invested some of its money into the very same Wonga. The Archbishop says he's embarrassed and has ordered a probe. The BBC's Mark Gregory has been following this.
All kinds of things, really. And the problem is that, of course, few companies do one thing. So you may well get the situation where the main business of a company is something that the church approves of, but tucked away in their portfolio might be something that the church doesn't approve of. And so they deal with these moral dilemmas. He admits that they sometimes get it wrong. But actually, given that they live in the real world, they can't all completely exclude being involved in things that they wouldn't necessarily approve of.
The BBC's Mark Gregory. The Church of England has rules to discourage putting its investments in any company where the business is more than 25% high-interest lending, 10% military products, or 3% pornography. And staying on the subject of religion, values, and finances for another moment, Pope Francis is still in Brazil today after visiting one of Rio's favelas, or slums, where he challenged the country's elite to do a better job helping the poor. No one, the Pope said, can remain insensitive to the inequalities that persist in the world. Brazil remains on edge after widespread demonstrations last month over government corruption and the poor state of transportation and other services for the wider population. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Single mom, three kids, and a northern Michigan farm in the midst of foreclosure. What's that saying? Where there's a will?
I made this pact with myself pretty much on that porch that day that we were gonna keep the place. And I was gonna do anything I had to make that happen.
And she did. I'm Kai Rizdahl, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.